Dogs are an integral part of many people's lives in Alaska, and Otis Orth from Trapper Creek has even more reason to be grateful to his four-legged companion. KTNA's Philip Manning has the story.
Orth was driving his snow machine from his homestead near mile 17 of the Petersville Road on Sunday when he hit a hollow snowdrift. His machine bucked, throwing him nearly 50 feet away. The snow machine then kept going for about 40 yards, stopping in a thicket. At first, Orth says he could not move at all.
I was laying on my left side with my left arm behind, sticking out behind me, and my right arm sticking out in front of me, and I couldn't move nothing.
Eventually, Orth was able to roll onto his back. After a while, he heard snow machines. Because he had sunken into the snow, however, Orth couldn't be seen from the trail.
And my dog, you know, kind of just laid across my belly there and my right side.
On Monday morning, Otis Orth says he would occasionally hear snow machines and would try to send Amber to find them, but she refused to go more than about 40 yards from him. In the early afternoon, Orth says he knew he was running out of chances when he heard engines one more time.
I heard these couple snow machines coming in. They weren't very far away, so I just kind of psyched Amber up. Go get them, girl. See who's out there, you know, because she likes to ride on a snow machine and stuff. But she knew something was wrong.
This time, Amber ran all the way into the trail and was noticed by Tom Taylor and his brother, who were out riding.
I start to see a sort of a black object on the snow. There's no trees around, you know. This is open swamp. And it turns out it was the guy's knee. Sort of, he had it pulled up towards his body, was on his back. And, of course, when I got closer, we saw it was a person.
Maynard got back on his snow machine and drove to the trailhead where he called 911. He's currently being treated at Providence for his injuries as well as frostbite to his left foot. Otis Orth says that he doesn't think he could have made it another night. Tom Taylor told Orth who he thinks is really responsible for his surviving the incident.
I told him, I said, your dog, I think, saved your life here.
In Talkeetna, I'm Philip Manning.